8.8, hitting the headlines.
And now it's time for Strange But True, introduced by Joanne Thomas. Hello, and welcome to this week's collection of unusual stories, which really happened this week but did not hit the headlines. Today we hear about a Japanese boat made out of old beer cans, an office worker who pretended to be blind, and some very unsuccessful robbers in the USA. But first, Sally Vincent in Rome with news of an overenthusiastic lifeguard. Sally?
Thank you, Joanne. Well, for holidaymakers, the sea can be a dangerous place, what with sharks and jellyfish and pollution and strong currents. But at the Italian resort of Ravenna, these perils paled into insignificance alongside lifeguard Lorenzo Trippi, who was recently sacked for accidentally killing three people with lifebelts. Mr. Trippi, a former discus thrower, had been employed by Ravenna Municipal Council on account of his excellent physique and willingness to do good. Things started to go wrong from the word go, however. A fellow lifeguard told reporters, whenever he heard a cry, he would rush into the sea and scream, "Don't panic!" and then he'd throw the life preserver at them. Unfortunately, Mr. Trippi couldn't shake off the habits of his discus throwing days and would launch his lifebelts with just a little too much force and accuracy. Each time he hit his target square on the forehead and knocked them out, and they drowned. On several occasions, he also threw lifebelts at people who were merely waving to relatives. One holidaymaker said, "I was signalling my wife to get me an ice cream with nuts, and the next thing I knew, a lifebelt hit me in the face and broke my jaw." So Mr. Trippi is now looking for another job better suited to his talents.
Thank you, Sally. William Cosgrove in Tokyo was at the quayside to welcome home a Japanese folk hero.
4.5 months ago, the Japanese adventurer Kenichi Hori set out from Salinas in Ecuador in a solar-powered boat with a difference. It's a cigar-shaped vessel made out of 27,000 recycled aluminium beer cans and driven by an electric motor. This week, he sailed into Tokyo Bay after making the world's first solar-powered crossing of the Pacific Ocean. The 9.5-metre Maltz Mermaid has 12 square metres of solar cells that can generate 1.5 kilowatts of electricity to recharge its two nickel hydrogen batteries. One battery drives the boat's motor, the other the fridge, a radio, the lighting and a video recorder. He started out with 120 cans of Maltz beer, planning to enjoy one can of beer each evening while he was at sea, but one of his water purifiers broke, so he had to conserve his stocks of liquid in case the other water purifier broke. Mr. Hori is a folk hero in Japan. He was the first person to sail solo across the Pacific. That was back in 1962. Since then, he's made 7 more solo voyages, including crossing the Pacific in the world's shortest ocean-going sailing vessel, measuring just 2.8 meters, and sailing round the world both latitudinally, which is the normal way, and longitudinally via the Arctic and Antarctic.
Amazing. Well, they do say that crime doesn't pay. This is what 4 men in the USA found out recently. Here's Philip Miller.
Henry Norton and his brother Billy were sent to prison yesterday in Oklahoma after being convicted of bank robbery. They broke into a bank in the middle of the night, emptied the safe of $100,000, and also stole the bank's video camera, which was recording their crime. Unfortunately for them, the video recorder was located in another part of the bank, so they didn't get the videotape of them stealing the camera. The police were able to watch the video at their leisure and use it as evidence in their trial. And in Kentucky last week, 2 men tried to pull the front off a cash machine by running a chain to the bumper of their pickup truck. But instead of pulling the front panel off the machine, they pulled the bumper off their truck, with the chain still attached to the machine. Also attached to the bumper was their license plate, so the police had no difficulty in finding them early the next morning.
Duh! And finally, here's Sally Vincent again from Rome.
Some people will do anything to keep hold of their job, but there aren't many who can match the dedication of Claudio Ferro from Rovigo in northern Italy. For 20 years, he persuaded his fellow office workers he was blind. It all began when Mr. Ferro applied for a job as a switchboard operator. This is what he said in an interview last week. "I thought they'd be more sympathetic if I was blind, so I went to the interview with a white stick and dark glasses. They were extremely kind, especially when I pretended to fall down the stairs on my way out. The ruse evidently worked because Mr. Farrow landed the job and spent the next two decades bumping into doors, knocking things off tables and accidentally rubbing up against attractive women. He had no regrets and still says, "It was wonderful. People got my shopping for me and took me on holidays and I always got a huge Christmas bonus." His subterfuge was eventually discovered when fellow workers spotted his photo in a paper after he won a national cross-country roller skating competition.
And with that, from Sally Vincent, it's goodbye from us at Strange But True. Join us again next week at the same time.